American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The House is set to vote on a resolution that hopes to force the Attorney General to comply with the subpoena.
Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna is trying to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over the tapes of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. Her inherent contempt resolution would fine Garland $10,000 a day for not complying with a congressional subpoena. Luna sent a letter to Republicans and Democrats this week urging them to support it.
I think that if we weren't in such a partisan world, that Democrats would absolutely be voting with me right now.
It's unclear if there's enough votes for the resolution to pass, and the Attorney General has said handing over the tapes could hurt witness cooperation in future investigations. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is back on Capitol Hill today after warning lawmakers that a weak labor market is just as much a threat to our economy as inflation. While being questioned by Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, Powell admitted the job market is showing signs of weakness.
In light of the progress we've made both in lowering inflation and in cooling the labor market over the past 2 years, elevated inflation is not the only risk we face.
Our unemployment rate is rising, is it not?
Yes, it is, although the labor market is still strong.
Our labor market is slowing, is it not?
Yes, but I'd say unemployment is still, you know, is still low by historical standards. But yes, it is. We've seen cooling, yes.
When are you going to lower interest rates?
I'm today not going to be sending any signals about the timing of any future actions.
It's starting to look like former President Trump is leading President Biden in key swing states. Brooke Singman breaks it down.
The Cook Political Report just moved six key states towards Trump in Electoral College ratings. So that's Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada shifting from toss-up to lean Republican, while Minnesota, New Hampshire, and a swing district in Nebraska shifted from likely Democrat to lean Democrat. And a new poll shows President Biden is trailing Trump by 6 points in battleground state Wisconsin. This could spell trouble for Democrats who remain divided on Biden's political future. Seven House Democrats have already called on President Biden to end his reelection bid, while several others have admitted he will likely lose.
Since the October 7th terrorist attacks last year, you heard numerous reports about incidents of anti-Semitism on college and university campuses here in the U.S. One college news outlet is taking a look back. Bronson Woodruff has more.
Matt Lamb is associate editor for the College Fix. His team reflected on some of the incidents that stood out the most.
College Fix has reported on over 200 stories since October 2023 of anti-Semitism or anti-Semitism concerns on college campuses.
He said some of the stories go beyond just chanting or setting up encampments.
And they include, for example, someone who allegedly firebombed a police car at UC Berkeley, Columbia University administrators who were caught mocking an anti-Semitism panel, Jewish students prevented from attending classes at MIT, and various graduation ceremonies that were disrupted by anti-Israel protesters.
Lamb gave another example of encampments set up at UCLA in April and May. A reporter from the Daily Caller went to the encampments
and was told that he shouldn't be asking questions because he's a white person.
He said there was violence there and violence at other universities, such as when authorities tried to shut down encampments.
At some universities, students have had their degrees withheld. In other cases, universities have had students arrested and then had the charges dropped. A lot of those cases, I assume, will continue to play out in the coming months. That's the nature of the criminal justice system. Of course, the students have due process rights, and there's various things that might be going on between the university and law enforcement and the students.
Lamb said this will probably be an issue going into the fall, and that we'll see if universities that are better at cracking down on disruptive behavior see less of it in the upcoming school year. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
U.S. stocks are ticking higher today, sending Wall Street toward more records. More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.